switch to silence, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-camera items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any items of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, state the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in any vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ceased. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except if the Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have President's flashing green is next in the queue, and then a solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any of those who are joining us remotely. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that there are many of the appendices are enclosed, while the report itself is open. If there is an item you wish to discuss in the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Members, thank you very much. We'll take any apologies that there may be. I'll just note one for Councillor Gibbons. Yeah. And we'll note one for Councillor Glenn Hannah as well, please. Yeah, thank you. Councillor Hart there, please, as well. Okay. We'll move on to item three, which is the action sheet. I'll go through it. Page one, page two, page three, page four. Did I get a proposer and seconder? Sorry.
Just declarations of interest.
Sorry, could I call for any declarations of interest, please?
Chair, in relation to SEUPB and the Dublin Belfast Economic Corridor, I'll have to leave the room as I'm a member of SEUPB.
Okay.
Thank you.
Councillor Andrews, thank you very much. Go back to the action sheet. Could I get a proposer and seconder on there, please?
Proposed.
And Councillor Clark. Thank you very much. Are there any matters rising?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on to item number four, which is the Arts Outreach Programme, and I'll pass it over to Amanda, please.
Members, so this paper is outlining the outreach programme to be delivered over the current financial year 25-26. Main details that has been proposed is in section 2.1 of the report. So it's building on the programme, the arts programme that has been delivered now over this past from 2023. And the proposal is to deliver the artist bursary programme, which is two individual artist bursaries, four bursaries for the Tyrone Artist Bursary Scheme and two for the John Hewitt International Summer School, which all have been delivered before. There is a proposal to enter into an SLA agreement for a theatre company in residence, as outlined in the report, and also a six-month residency for the artist in residence down in Down Arts Centre. And a new one then that's proposed for this current year is an arts mural project through working with two schools. And it's part of a wider shared schools programme, and as a result of work that has been done with the schools and an approach made by those schools to continue the programme into the forthcoming year. So the recommendations really is to then to deliver the artist and bursary programme, awarding letters of offer to those successful to receive a bursary, to deliver two artist bursaries through a service level agreement with the John Hewitt programme, to establish a service level agreement with the theatre company in residence and a service level agreement with the artist in residence, and then to support the shared school education project through a letter of offer to the lead school. The details around cost is outlined in the appendix document, which is under closed session.
Okay.
Thank you. Councillor Lee Sturgeon, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, happy to support this. This programme looks amazing, so excellent work. Notice here it says local primary schools. Is that just Downpatrick then, or would it just go slightly out to, like, say, Cross Car? Thanks.
So it is two schools that have already got a shared education programme established. So it is with those two schools, and they're both Downpatrick based.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Hallam, please.
I'm happy to second this. I know there's been a lot of good work going on around, and it's good to see that like Dramability, etc., be able to continue. The one thing I would note, and it has been brought up at Downpatrick Regen, is that the Arts Centre doesn't open on a Saturday, which is one of the obviously busiest days in the town for foot flow. So a lot of this work isn't actually, you know, being able to see by people who are working 9 to 5. So I would hope that that would be taken back as an action to look at that again, if possible.
Okay, we're happy to take that action. Just to make members aware, we have proposals developed in respect of the arts service in Downpatrick and how we can line it with the museum opening, but that's something that we're working through. And it's something we hope to present soon.
Okay. Are all members happy and in agreement? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item number 5, which is the data sharing agreement between Dictera and 11 councils. And that's over to Jonathan there, please.
Yeah. Thanks, Chairman. Chair, this is a service level agreement between DEIRA and the councils as part of the planning process to allow exchange of data between the organisations when assessing applications, where they'll go to DEIRA for consultation across a number of their agencies and departments within DEIRA. So it's recommendation is to approve the service level agreement to allow this to continue for, I think, it's another 3 years, Chair.
Thank you. We'll get us Councillor Clark there, please, as well. Okay. Are all the members happy?
Okay.
No agreement? Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 6, which is Kilkeel Chamber, and that is Amanda, please, as well.
Okay, members. So members will be aware that we do support a number of artisan markets in different locations across the district. So we have been working with Kilkeel Chamber, and they are keen to establish a pilot scheme for artisan markets in Kilkeel. Detail is outlined in the report where they are looking to do a pilot scheme with 3 artisan markets over the forthcoming period, that will be delivered around holiday period. They will take place in Kilkeel Lower Square, and there'll be space for about 12 stalls. The recommendation to members this evening is around establishing a service level agreement with Kilkeel Chamber in order to support the delivery of those artisan markets. And again, detail around cost is outlined in Appendix 1.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Clark, please.
Chair, I'm happy to propose. I think the whole council would agree that the artisan market is a huge success right across the district. But I think it's certainly out of buzz, you know, in Kilkeel. I think it needs that sort of, you know, visible, like a market presence in Kilkeel, particularly at Lower Square. And I think the Kilkeel Chamber as well. You know, they have the track record of delivering different events. But it'll also develop the Kilkeel Chamber as well, their capacity as well. So I welcome that, so happy to propose.
Okay, Thank you. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair, and I welcome the paper, and I'm happy to second the recommendations. But in relation to artisan markets, first of all, they're brilliant. They bring a lot of people into the towns and etc. And I'm just wondering, is there any possibility that other areas of the council could be looked into that were artisan markets aren't in place? You know, for example, the likes of Rowallan and other DEAs. I think they do such a good job, and you know, everybody's a winner with them. So if there's anything that can be done or guide people to establishing artisan markets, that would be welcome as well. But happy to second the recommendations.
Okay. Thank you. Are all members happy? Okay. And moving on to item number 7, which is the Northern Ireland Regional Planning IT System. And that is Jonathan as well.
Chairman, this is a request to renew the service level agreement between the councils and the ICF, or the Intelligent Client Function. That's the organisation that's been set up to manage the new Master Gulf system that was established in 2022. So the recommendation is that is renewed for a further 3 years and has been budgeted for in forward plans for the planning service, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Members, you have heard the report. Could I get a proposal on a second, or I'll bring Councillor Clark in?
Yeah, just a proposal.
Okay, are all members happy? And in agreement with that? Yeah, spend it. Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 8, which is the Ring of Gullion Landscape Partnership Scheme and Legacy Fund, and that is over to Amanda, please.
Okay, members, the Ring of Gullion Landscape Partnership Scheme Legacy projects have been underway now for some time, and the legacy is a period of 10 years. Section 2.1 of the report is outlining three projects that the working group have proposed to take forward in this financial year, utilising the funding that is there for the legacy phase projects. In order to support the delivery of these, there is a requirement to establish three service level agreements, as outlined in the report, and that would support three projects, which is the workspace teaching space, the Heritage Cross Generations, and the Heritage Festival, which is formerly known as the Lunasa Festival, which takes place in August. And again, details of the costs associated with this is outlined in the appendix document.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Quinn, please.
I'm just happy to propose.
Thank you. And okay, are all members in good agreement, and I'm happy. Yes, thank you. Moving on to item number 9, which is Young Enterprise NI, and that is Amanda as well, please.
Yes, members will be aware that through the Labour Market Partnership, we do try to engage schools on entrepreneurship type activity where we can. So we've had an approach from Young Enterprise NI, who have been successful in securing funding to deliver a post-primary school programme entitled Building Aspirations, and that is to be delivered across Murraymore and Down District Council area, working with post-primary schools, particularly years 12 to 14. So they have made an approach to council to seek match funding to support the delivery of that. Details of the programme are outlined in section 2.1. So we are seeking members' approval this evening to issue a letter of offer to Young Enterprise NI in order to support the delivery of that programme to post-primary school children across the council area. And again, details of the cost is outlined in the appendix document.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair, and I wholeheartedly support the initiatives and the aspirations through the Go Succeed in the Labour Market Partnership, so the young people could be our future entrepreneurs of tomorrow. But I'm only too happy to propose the recommendations to approve the letter of offer to the Young Enterprise Northern Ireland to deliver the project for this year and next. So happy to support.
Thank you. Councillor Lee Sargent, please.
Yep, thank you, Chair. Happy to second. I share Councillor Andrew's remarks.
Thank you very much. Are all members happy and in a good agreement? Yes, okay. Happy to move on. Item number 10, which is the Newry River Channel markers, and that is Amanda, please.
Hey, members, so this report's concerning the channel markers and navigation markers that we have in possession along the Carlingford Lock. There's 10 in total. They were installed in 2006 as part of funding that was received, and Carlingford Lock Commission have been maintaining them on behalf of Council on an annual basis. So we're seeking to enter into a service level agreement that will enable the continuation of the maintenance of those 10 navigational markers within Newry River along from Narrowwater to the Victoria Lock Gates. The cost of this is outlined in the appendix document for members' information.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Chair. I'm happy to propose that we adopt the report and the recommendations as outlined by officers there. And just as a point of interest, given the announcement from the Shared Island unit there fairly recently in terms of additional funding being made available for developing Carlingford Lock as a sustainable tourism region, has the Council sort of started working with the Shared Island unit yet, or has there anything been explored in that regard? Thank you.
Chair, I can maybe come back on that. Ulster Ireland are sort of leading on the delivery of the project, and we'll be engaging with ourselves and Louth County Council in the coming weeks to sort of set out the plans and what the proposals are and what the deliverables are in the Carlingford Lock area on the back of the application that was successful some months ago. So that's.
Thank you. Could I get a second order, please, as well? There you go. Councillor Brian, please. Yep. Okay. Is all members happy and content to move on? Okay. Item number 11 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information, and the public may be by resolution be excluded during those items of business. Could I get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Mr. Haldon, Councillor Rowan. Thank you.
Right,
okay. On the proposal of Councillor Howland, second by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to approve the proposal to continue to operate a seasonal car park permanent at Perella Beach. That was the only item of business which was taken in closed session. The last two items are item number 12 and item number 13, which are for noting. Happy to take any members' comments that there may be.
Sorry.
Okay. Could I get a proposer and seconder to note items number 12 and 13? Opposed?
Councillor
Allen.
Seconded, Councillor Murphy.
Councillor Murphy. Okay. Members, that concludes the ART committee. On a personal note, can I just say this is my last meeting as chair, and to say thanks to all those officers on the team and the council staff up here that do all of the work in behind the scenes, and to the council committee. Whenever I first took this on, I said that I do have a very sometimes severe stammer, so it sometimes isn't easy sitting up here and reading through all this stuff. So I just want to take the opportunity to thank you all for your patience and for helping me out. Thank you very much. We'll take Councillor Terry Andrews in there.
Thanks very much, Chair. I know it's not too often in the ERT that we get two chairs over the course of the term, but I would like to take this opportunity to thank you and the same to your predecessor. I'd like to thank you for the way that you conducted the meetings and chaired them and ensured that everybody got a fair crack of the whip. So thanks for your term, and I wish you all the best. So I don't think you'd be going too far away, but thanks for everything that you've done.
Thank you very much, and it's remiss not to thank Councillor Clark, who chaired the last month when my name was on holiday. Yes. It's on holiday, so thank you for doing that. Councillor Clark, please.
Chair, I'd just like to thank you for the way you chaired the meetings and conducted yourself. I think you conducted yourself very well. You were very impartial in the chair, so thanks very much.
Okay, if everyone's happy, that's the meeting, and hey, phone, everybody.